Why Muria Zimbabwe? Dinomkamchiran Chirongwa Chedu Chira Chitiki. Uhlelo The Connection Lilami Umike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe Muhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live, Muria Zimbabwe, from Studio 7, a Voice of America. On Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020, Muria Zimbabwe, Tswazo Muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, and Nomkamchiram Chongwa Chedu Chevechi Niki. Uhlelo The Connection Lilami Umike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020. Now, Nasum Chirongwa Muria Zimbabwe, today on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kickstarted last week. We discuss the state of the Zimbabwean education sector. But today, we don't just look to touch on the surface like we did last week, whereby we highlighted the concerns of the parents and we highlighted the concerns of the teachers, but we look to delve deeper. We look to figure out kuti zvese zviri kuitika varairidzi vari kuratidzira abantwana vesikolo labo vayachengisela tikona zvekare vabereki nawo vari kuchema chema. All these things that are happening, what are the impacts when we're talking about the state of the Zimbabwean education? What does this mean for the nation, and what does this mean for the nation's youth? What does this mean for future generations? Now, for those that don't know, or those that missed our program last week we saw Zimbabwean teachers that work in government schools take bakati aiwa mapadza pasi bona baqala ukutshengisela bakati aiwa abasikwenda kuchikoro kana kuti ivo vanga vari kuchikoro, they have the opportunity to learn. Now, this is something that left a lot of parents concerned, because one guy said, they ran left, right, and center, just to get money for them to be able to pay school fees, for them to pay figure school or ha kanti abasatholi imfundo. So now parents started feeling aggrieved, but not only did the parents start feeling aggrieved, just yesterday sibone abantwana besikolo ebechidiki ebekuchikoro che njube high school ngale gontutu ziyathunqa bephuma ngobunengi babo betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho kwenzakalayo esikolo. But now, before we head over to Njube primary high school to see what exactly happened, let's head over to one of the concerned parents who got to speak to our Studio 7 correspondent, Batavile Masugu. Let's take a look.
He says Zimbabwe no mali sai. Ngoba ama teachers sakwazi ukuthi alwa labazali, alwa labantwana, balwa lokhulumende. Kati why bengakhulumi ngeholo labo befundisa abantwana? They are crushing ilu abantwana down lokhana kokuthi ngoba khathesi isikolo fisi zikhwelile, abazali sihlanganise nzima imali zona zezo zikolo fisi ngokufisa ukuthi abantwana bethu babe le mpilo yakusasa. Babulala abantwana ngoba bulaba abantwana ababenza njalo ngopresidenti bakusasa, ngamatisha kusasa, bona they are growing up bayaluphala. So nxa sebe siyacela matitsha njengabazali, khulumani lohulumende ngeholo lenu ngapha abantwana befunda, ngoba lapha you are fighting against ama parents. All people in Zimbabwe that in hot abantu basebunzimeni bonke.
Leamuzwa phela umama muri kunzwa kubva kuna umo mai vari kuchema hands varairidzi, please, 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 dzokerai kuzvikoro mutange kudzidzisa vana. Kana muri kuchema chema muchinyunyutawo nenyaya yemihoro hongu, hapana chakaipa, asi dzokerai kuzvikoro mudzidzisa vana. Asi kune rimwe divi muchitaurawo nehurumende muchiwanawo kuti kana uripo here wokuti mungashanda pamwe chete. Leamuzwa, that was was one of a concerned parents who was basically breaking it down. Her as a parent, she's really aggrieved. She's not happy. Teachers, please go back to schools and teach the children. And if it's about your salaries, use the opportunity to continue engaging with government. But now, it didn't end there. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi abantwana izolo baphume ngobuningi babo ngempela bechitiki bakabuda zvikurusa uko kubulawayo kontuthu ziyathunqa thakaona bechitiki sibone abantwana besikolo senjubo high school labo bephuma ngobuningi betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo bayabona labo ukuthi izinto zikhanya ngani azihambe kuhle. But let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Njube high school. Let's take a look.
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared, their voice has spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
Lamuzwa phela omunye wababalisi, and you also heard from abantwana besikolo se Njube high school labo babetshengisela izolo besithi into eyenzayo sayizonda. They're basically highlighting ukuthi bona they're not happy with the current state of things that are happening within schools, and some of them are also concerned ukuthi how kanti kusasa labo lime njani. So ngifisa ukuzwa kini izilukandaba ukuthi libona njani lokho kwenzakalayo esikolo. Siyeza ukuthi ababalisi bona sebengene isebengenile ku-week 2 bengahambi esikolo. Abantwana bayasaba besithi how kanti ikusasa lime njani. Abazali labo bayasaba. So I want to hear from you all ukuthi what is your take on things happening and what's happening in the schools? Also, what is the future of Zimbabwean education? Now, experts say ukuthi all these things that are happening are contributing to something that could turn out to be a disaster when we're talking about the Zimbabwean education system. I reached out to an educator based here in America, like ungumbalisi uPitizela Ngcobo. Let's hear what Peter had to say.
Okwenzakala ekhaya ngendaba zemfundo kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ilizwe lethu lithe liqala ngabo-1980 selithola uzibuse besazakala ngemfundo ebinhle e-Afrika. Bekulilizwe okulabantu abaningi abafundileyo, ababalisi befundisa, amatitsha ehlonitshwa, ehlonitshwa nguzulu wonke. Kodwa kuthe sokubuyela uhulumende sesibona imfundo isiya phansi. Okwalunyaka khona kuzwisa ubuhlungu. Abantwana besikolo, size sabona abantwana besikolo abesikolo seNjube High koBulawayo besukuma besiya demonstrator besiya tshengisela bekhuluma ngokuthi ischool fees sikhwele kakhulu njalo abala mabhuku, and amabhuku lawo kumele bezithengele. Abazali abaningi abenelisa imali yokuthi kumbe behambise abantwana ukuwabhadalela ku-day school, singasakhulumi ke ama-boarding school. Ngesilunga bathi state of education, hayi isimo sakhona sibi, isimo esizwe sibuhlungu. Sonke sizibuhlungu ngabantwana abancane laba abasakhulayo abazaswela ithuba thina esilitholileyo. umntwana engelamfundo ngempilo yanamhlanje kunzima kuphileke. Njalo besikhangathi izikolo yizo ezizasiza abantwana bafunde babe nekusasa enhle njengathi abanye sakhulile emakhaya, kodwa ngenxa yemfundo namhla sesithola amathuba lawo sesilawo. Kodwa abantwana bathesa abasenelisa uthola lawo mathuba, ababalisa uthi abatshiya amaklasi wodwa bayegula amacimbi. Ngiyazi nxa sikhuluma so abantu bengahleka kunganinhlekisa, kodwa sikhuluma ngababalisi labo abangelalutho, abangelamali, abahola imali enileyo ukuthi nje bezikhangelele bethenga ukudla, begcina abantu babo seze becingela ukusiyadinga amacimbi angabenzela ngcono. Silethemba ukuthi uhulumende uzazama abonthe ngenzani ukuza lamuhle kulesi simo sesikiso, ngoba ngeminyaka le elandelayo singaqhubeka kanje kutsho ukuthi i-literacy rate yethu iza kuya phansi, njalo abantwana abaningi asoze bebe lekusasa enhle. Silethemba lokuthi uhulumende wakithi okamongameli uMnangagwa ulalele njalo uyazinuka amakhwapha ukuthi kambe yikwini abangakwenza ukuthi abantwana bebe lekusasa enhle, abantwana bethole ukufunda, abantwana bethole amabhuku, ababalisi bethole ihole elingabenzibene lisukuhamba emsebenzini, njalo belethe ukuhlonipheka ngumsebenzi wobubalisi. Ngiyabonga.
Well, you heard there from Umnumzana Opitizela Ngcobo. He's an educator based here in the United States of America. He basically highlights ukuthi yena as an educator, he feels ukuthi it's very sad what's happening with the Zimbabwean education system. He feels as though teachers shouldn't be out there spending more time bedinga macimbi bashaka madora. Instead, they should be in class and focusing on educating the future generations. He also highlighted how back in the day, in 1980, as it gave them the opportunities that they have today. Education is the one thing that led to where he is today. And he feels as though it's sad that the way that things are going, he feels as though the new generation or the generation of today might not get the same opportunities. So ngena nokuhlelo lesitshelo mbono wenu mayelana ngodaba lukhona ekutwini iphinda emtshirongwa muntu uzo ma onre enyu. We're talking about the current state of the Zimbabwean education system. So we're broadcasting live on radio as we speak, panapapa 909 medium wave frequency. We're broadcasting on 4930-13860 uyezepa 15460 kilohertz by shortwave, and on the internet as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voanw.com, uyezepa www.voashona.com. Sakana mchopi na mchuru wangwa, msakanga nukuchitruku tepe nyura live pa mapeje lu, pa Facebook matatu. Saka you can also write your name and number on our Facebook pages, or you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or call me live on air on +12026192084. So, pinayim chirongwa muri ya Zimbabwe, mundu zao maondering, magatira chirongwa chindu cheve chidiki, ushelo The Connection, lilami umaikove.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp, 5-0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike Deep, Twitter, Nepa, Instagram, and Deepo Bandino Batikan, Sakagan Kurkura Neni. If you're looking to speak to me, Abafisukokalami, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Gotwa for the next hour, Sikonapa, Emakasine to go Facebook for the next hour, VOA Shona, VOA. Lani Pela Yimivone, Nunyurai, my number, Kananchudapinam Chirongwa, and we'll be calling you live on air. Now, let's head over to my panel of experts. The first guest that I have joining me live, Iklingweni, is he has very, a lot of of knowledge on the state of the Zimbabwean education system. Uke waba ngu headmaster, uke waba ngu mbalisi, asizweni ukuthi ubaba Thandeko Zinto Mkandla yena uthini ngodaba lokho nekutweni. Baba Mkandla, welcome to our youth program. Baba, how are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much. We're looking to hear more of your expertise and hear more from your wisdom. Now, Baba Mkandla, something that's happening elizweni, abantu abasakhulayo seem to be going through a very interesting time, for lack of a better use. Abantu abasakhulayo, yesterday we saw young people from Juve High School taking to the streets, labo, saying they're not happy with the current state of the education system in the country. As someone who's been a headmaster, you've experienced both the good times and the bad times. What does this mean for the nation's education system?
Well, what happened at in Juve High School was bound to happen at any other school. Because education, like almost every commodity in this country, is being run down by the current authorities. The students, I'm sure, they are investing in education for their future. Each and every student has a dream to be somebody or to be someone so many years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that there is an obstacle to their dream, like any other human being, they are bound to react one way or the other. And hence this demonstration by the students at Njube High School in Bulawayo is an eye-opener that Njube is just symbolic of almost all the schools in this country. Mm-hmm. Because the students and the parents and the teachers are equally affected.
Mm-hmm.
And this means the authorities must wake up and analyze and get to the root of the problem, rather than scapegoating, pointing fingers, arresting teachers, calling for a third hand. It won't take the problem away.
Mm-hmm.
They must really understand why students, instead of being in the classroom, they took to the streets to explain, to display,
mm-hmm.
to show their frustration with the way their education is being mishandled, not handled, but mishandled. And this means that this demonstration may spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the authorities, unless the government does something pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because all what they're asking for, those two issues, this hike in fees in this economic heavily depressed economic environment and the welfare of their educators or teachers, they are genuine, they are realistic, they are logical, they are rational. They are not just sucking their thumbs and substantive problems that need attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think the students were just or are just fed up by the way things are moving in the education sector.
Now, Baba Mkandla, let's take a step back and look at 2019, because 2020 is only just kick-starting, and look at the education sector itself. I managed to take a look at some of the results, so I'm trying to figure out where the big impact is. Now, we've got a slideshow that I'm looking to show our listeners, so I'm hoping my producer can pull up the slideshow. In this slideshow, it shows how the grade 7 results went down by 5.18% in 2018. And in 2018 it was 52.808, and in 2019 it was 46.09, which means there was a drop in 5.18%. It also highlights how there were 45 schools with 100% pass rate. It highlights how there are 87 schools with a 0% pass rate, and how the bottom 10, we spoke about this with Mnumzana Udokotela Sifiso Ndlovu last time, he was on this program, bottom 10 schools are in Matabeleland. Now, this is for different reasons, of course, such as resource allocation and so forth and so forth. However, how is this a reflection of what's happening today in 2020 within our high schools and primary schools?
Education is basically triangular in shape, or is a tripod. There is a parent, there is the student, and there is the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those three must play their role to have an optimum output. The parent must encourage his or her children to go to school and provide what he or she has to for the student to learn. The student must be motivated intrinsically from within to go through the process of education.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher must also be equally motivated by working conditions, by rules and regulations that govern his or her employment, so that the teacher also delivers to the best of his or her ability what he or she has to do in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these three lacks due to some other reason, the education of the child will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers have been complaining over the years about their poor working conditions, including their salaries and allowances. I'm not surprised, therefore, that the statistics will show a drop in the pass rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the teachers are not qualified, not that the students are not there, not that the parents are lethargic about the education of their children, but the teacher has come to the center of operation in education.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher is not well looked after, despite what the parent and the child may do, the education sector will suffer. All what is wanted is to analyze each of these three segments and see which one lacks. As of now, yes, parents are finding it difficult to get fees and other school-related requirements. People, yes, they may also suffer from the inability of their parents to provide them with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the teacher who has to try to motivate himself or herself to uplift those that he has been charged with.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher who has to deliver the stuff is not well catered for, the teacher will find other means to try to sustain himself or herself. And hence, the siyakhona amacimbi. Or doing any other thing. Or just lazing around because psychologically they are affected by saying we are working for nothing. Remember, the teacher is supposed to do everything that's supposed to be done. But at the end of the day, the same teacher may be a parent who is not able to pay fees for his or her own children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see this is well going to affect the outcome of the education results at the end of the day. Never mind what people say, we have to make sure that the tripod stands equally on each and every leg that it has.
Mm-hmm. What's in your bamboo mlomo, Baba Mkanda, and then I'll come back to you in your zooting, your guest, or the second guest on Genai Gushelo, Umnumzana or PGS number. But before I head over to PGS, let me take my first caller on Genai Gushelo, and then I'll head over to PGS, then back to Baba Mkanda. Caller, caller, Mtereri, on Genai Gushelo, Mbad.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Indeed, story.
Eva Sole, Zurukfambe.
Ah, zvifambi nyaya dzidziva naya kuvara.
Hanziko chanetsa chii muzvikoro?
Maticha asikuwana muro wakakwana. Saka vangatidzisa sei iyo vasingapuwi madzakakwana.
Zvino mukoma David Tambo oridza imwewo video apo mubereki angachichemawo naye achiti hongu zviri kunzwisisika kuti varairidzi havasi kuwana mihoro yavari kuda asi vanawo mamiriro ezvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka vakuto yatingati nechirungu vakuto distracta remangwana revana nenyaya yekuti havasi kuenda muzvikoro mubereki uyo abva aendera mberi achiti varairidzi please 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 dzokerai muzvikoro munodzidzisa vana kune rividibi moshandisawo mukana wekuendera mberi muchikurukura nehurumende kuona kuti mukana uripo here wekushanda pamwe chete hamuna maonero akafanana here
kwete avo maonero avo akasiyana neangu nokuti maticha hashandi kusocial welfare vanofanirawo kuti vaone kuti vararamise mhuri dzavo vana vavanoda kuenda kuzvikoro ivo vanodawo mari yetransport nemuhoro wavo imagine ticha achihora 1200 mutero wembwa chaiwo zvinombokwanisikakuitika ndene zvaikwanisika hurumende iyi harisi kuziva kuti inoda kuvhoteererani inotadza kuteerera varidzi vayo vakaivhotera ivavo kana ichakavhoterwa nevanhu vemuzimbabwe sei isingateereri zvinotaurwa nevanhu vacho izvozvi madhokota asi kuenda kubasa manesa asi kuenda kubasa asi vakanyarara isilent genocide dikanimezvona
zvino ndiudzeiwomukoma David ndiudzeiwo nemaondero enyu remangwana revana rakamira sei sezvo muri kutaura zvese izvi misi zvechokwadi zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe zvinhu zvikaendera mberi remangwana revana rinenge rakamira sei
nyika ii yakatourawa kare I think kubva kangotanga 2000 payapa kutanga nayaininda payapa education yanga ichingoinda ichingoinda ichipa kusvika izvezvi inosi generation
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma David tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva muteereri wedu wekutanga ari pinda muchirongwa thank you so much handiri baba right ndimzino munumzana udavid nguyo mulali wokuqala ongeneleyo kuhlelo yena udavid highlighted ukuthi ngombono wakhe ikusasa lelizwe khanyangani it's a little dim asizoni ukuthi upitch west yena uthini ngalo mbono kamnumzana david vanamburo ndinomugamuchira emuchirongwa chedu chero chidiki zviri kufamba here mukomango vanamburo muripo parunhare here
tiripo parunhare mukuru
thank you so much for making time to join us again this week basically we're taking the conversation forward we're delving deeper into the education system in Zimbabwe I know that you are the head of a students union so you are able to basically walk us through the experiences of students now nezuro takaona vechidiki veku high school kunjume uko kuvulawayo they went out in their masses vachiratidzira mugwagwa vachiiva havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muclass vari kuchema chema nenyaya yekuti varairidzi havasi kuuya kuchikoro saka ivo vatopinda muvhiki rechipiri vasina kuwana dzidzo vari kuchema zvekare chiti nyaya yeschool fees hanzi vabereki vakachema 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 vakatsvaga 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 mari vamwe nanhasi havasati vabhadhara school fees asi vana variko zvino vasvika kuchikoro kwacho kwakatsvagwa kukatsvagwa kukatsvagwa mari asi 2 weeks later havasati vawana dzidzo imi somo who's a thing like this then
okay chekutanga mukomana tinoda kutanga taisa muono pamwe chete sezvakarambo taura last time but tikati no wherever we talk of issues to do with that involve the government issues that involve the government is big citizens we need to first cook the denominator ukuti nyika chimbochii kana taziva izvozvo ndozvinotipa way forward kuziva kuti tinoda kuzovei mangwana kana kuti chazoda kurongesa but commenting on the issue that took place yesterday where school pupils from secondary schools going to the streets protesting one we might not know the factors behind you know the protest but basically commenting you know the economic situation in Zimbabwe of course it's not right it's not right and everyone is affected by it even the government itself iri kubvuma kuti zvinhu zvakatooma handizvi and all the citizens they are also crying kuti economic situation is not fine is not well so vana kubapinda musiti kwavaita it is genuine that they are complaining kuti maticha haasi kuuya and the educational system is not favorable to them no vanitori nekodzero yekudaro because wherever if they see ma systems aasi kufamba zvakanaka one father to some very black. But now, the school administration says they were supposed to engage the school administration. What's that would be why the teachers are not attending? And even the school administration, can allow our teachers to go to my teachers, understand about the man. They should have engaged the government because one of them is our minister of primary and secondary, and who is in charge of that. And that minister should be brought to book. What you put up the minister, she means Rufana Fambasi, who can they make a way forward in a whole positive manner, which does not affect the whole society. It's one. And more decent. So, it's also, as a student leader, first, we need before a comment, we need to see the factors, the few factors that are behind it. Fine, my teachers, the whole field, we must say, they are complaining day in, day out, in the valid point, in the valid outcry. You are going to have no grievance, but no. But I feel that they should make means in a positive way to engage the government as teachers. Then we got a part one, if I necessary. No, the government didn't go to issues. I remember government which offered the Eastern or the Gero to know. It's also a Tina Paris in the party. Singapore and teachers in the situation. If they see it's not worth checking, then they should make a way forward. They should make it, you know, there's an option. You know, that could be massa affected because it is a right. You are not going to want to have a quality education like other rights.
Now, va number, let's discuss a couple of numbers here. Earlier on, I was talking to my other guest who's on the line, va Tandigozimkanza, about the numbers. I'd like to hear your take on some of these numbers. Just the dropout rate, yevana vechikoro in the year of 2019. Tichitarisa kunana manika lenduko. It was one of the things that was highlighted was 9,559 students out of 689,255 students dropped out. This is due to delinquency, debt, exclusion, and others. They also highlighted how kunana, for example, places like Manicaland in 2017, there's had the highest number of dropouts, even though it's leveling out. They also highlighted certain different things. But basically, what it seemed to narrow down is vana vechikoro are now starting to suffer due to several things such as the teachers' protests, due to several things such as the current state of the economy. Is there a way to save and fix these students? Vanamburo.
Looking at the rationale behind my reasons, why vanavar people go out, there are so many reasons, regardless of the economic situation. Some people just tend to drop out. They feel like dropping. Because if you see with the highest rate, like what you're saying, especially let's say in all mining towns, they are not going to drop out because they are not going to be in the mining association. They see the mining but looking at, of course, the economic situation, it's the highest contributor. In that of the one, to drop out. Fine, but if also we are saying, no, if that's the case, then the government really need to look on it, you know, to find the solution. We will push the government, and we should be brought into the task. Could know, we should monitor and engage the government. Could know, they should come up with a mitigative or a solution to counter my problems. Because of the economic situation. For instance, yesterday we engaged the minister, the deputy minister of youth and sports arts and recreation, Honorable Machaga, to say, Minister, look, we have quite a number of students in higher learning institutions who are dropping out because of these financial difficulties. From our teachers' college, the politics, both do have and great concern. And he vowed to engage the business community to try and assist. So these are some of the, you know, mechanisms that we are looking forward with. If it's true in terms of figures that students are really dropping out. From school because of financial situations, there are always mitigative measures that we can engage as students' unions to try to source for funds for those students as a measure, you know, to improve or to cap off, you know, the issues of what of students dropping out from school due to financial difficulties. But the government also must be, must be engaged in a well-cordial manner, in a holistic cordial manner, so that it feels responsible, you know, of the situation, and it takes control of every situation. Because we are not going to be able to do that.
All right, the guy in the Bati Pamromo, detour them Terry, and then I'll head over back to Umnumzana Ubabo Tandegos in Jimkanda. Luzo ndile mterere nyezo uti nilomla nilo ngena uselo, kola kola mterere nye agwa mgele uselo, ndia na ripo parna. Mlaleli, hello? Ah, nyezo uti umlaleli luse ambile, he dropped uti ngo. Ay, asivone uti abantu batini makasi netu, gu VOA Ndebele, njalo gu VOA Studio 7, njalo gu VOA Shona, gu Facebook. Mbonu uti, uko selise, Ndlovu is watching with us, uko na vele, seabonga ngunge na gushelo, u rejoice uti, linjani zishofo zankosi, ay, seapila rejoice. U Albert Pereira, uko na lae uti, hai, aba achalamo, gumele balule amalimule, abo. I kanya ngani uyavumelana ngalokho kwenzakalayo. Everything that happened eGobulawayo izolo, uSindiso Pepe la ukhona, uSani Boylanga la ukhona, uNesisa Dube uthi unjani umsakazi lo weScaf sakhe nganika amathisha ibali. Hayi, uNesisa Dube uthi hayi, uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kumele anikeze abo thisha imali zabo. Hayi, siyezwa ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Qhubekani libhala imibono yenu, yendra emberi, muchonyora maondo yenu, uyezwe muchisa manamba yenu, kuitwa kushukufonere. Let's go back to Ubaba Uthandeko Zintimkanta. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Ayi, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli, wothi ngiqale ngithathe umlaleli, and then I'll go to Ubaba Mkanta. Kola kola mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshela imichirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ndi Mkoma Moven, makadi ndiri South Africa.
Ayi, wathi bokurisa iko ku South Africa, Mkoma Moven.
Kuri right me.
Pinda nchirongwa mundu dzo maondo renyu mukuru. Ma kufamba famba Mkoma Moven, chimbodzokirai pamamuri.
Okay, ndiri panda ndiri.
Right. Pamuri papo musatombo move. Mamchiti.
Ndangiti zviri kuitika kumusha zviitika pazvino vana havasi kudzidza chimira china kumira zvakanaka saka ishi vakuru vedu ava manhu vanofanira kuzviona kuti hei ngavamvire vamwe chiti ma vana chikurukuru vana havasi kudzidza kumusha uku
zvino Mukoma Moven munoziva paimbove nenguva yekuti zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe especially vechidiki pavaiuya kusouth africa ikoko vachidzidza vainyatsokwatura muclass nekuti zvainzima Zimbabwe nzivanhu vakangwara nemaondero enyu zvese izvi zviri kuitika mungati chinhu chichachinja maondero evanhu pamusoro pe yatingati education system yedu here angibona ngani uMoven usahambile. Hai, vamoven wa network inenge yava netsa. I heard his phone drop. So let's go back to Ubaba Uthandeko Zintimkanta. Let's hear what he has to say. Baba Mkanta, ukhona ecingweni na? Baba Mkanta Uthandeko, ukhona ecingweni baba? Right. So you heard guest on me, my second guest, Mnumzana UPTS Namburo, and Gena Gutelo, he highlighted how it's very important for Abantu before they go to the streets and so forth, they should find ways to engage uhulumende so that government can have the opportunity to address the issue beforehand. Do you feel as though with the way that things have gone, especially abazali kanye lababalisi have tried enough to engage uhulumende?
Well, I don't know much about parents because I'm ignorant of any association that is made up of parents of students at school that is taking it upon itself to discuss or to dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much aware of what the teachers' union in their individual and collective capacities have been doing over the past year trying to engage the government right up to the Apex Council, which includes all civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
I think the teachers, the civil servants, have really exhausted themselves in trying to negotiate what they think is a reasonable salary.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried their best. Well, from what we gather and from what we know, they've tried their best to tell the government what they expect their employer to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I mean, they're simply saying, basically, they're not asking for an increment. They are just asking that the $450 or $500 that they used to get be the same salary only at the interbank rate.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is being very, 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 very reasonable, because what they are getting now is just about 30 to 40 US dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the teachers' union and the Apex Council, they have really tried their best to discuss, talk, negotiate, bargain, dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the scenario that we are facing now. When I think students at secondary schools, primary and secondary schools, they may not have SRCs or organizations like ZINASU and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the civil servants, who are the responsibility of the government, have done and tried their best until they threw up their arms in despair and said, our employer is insensitive to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have tried their best. And hence this kind of talking of not going to work. Because to me, it's just a statement. It's not that they're on strike. I think they're just making a statement on their being incapacitated to go to their station and deliver the stuff that they're supposed to deliver.
Mhm. Ayi siyakuzwa baba Mkandla, ngicela ubambe kancane ecincweni, ngithatha umlaleli isizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodabule khona kodwa nangezi baba. Right, ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlaleli Muri eZimbabwe ndikuzondi nemthereri ari kupinda mchirongwa asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabule khona egodweni. Khona khona mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo, ndiyana ari popa rinari ngibane khona ecincweni.
Romeo Mkandla.
Lakamira se.
Ah, zizwa presa ngikona kune zikora zizwa zipo.
Mm. Zvikoro zvabva zvikoro zvakavhurwa vhiki rapfuura vana vakaenda kuchikoro vakaona mukana wekudzidza here.
Hati?
Ndachiti vana vakaona mukana wekudzidza here kubhinga huko.
Ah, kuno kana wekudzidza hapana, ndosina ticha zvaiva mano already ndokuanisana. Okay, lapi problem ekona abantu abafundi abantu ababuya bazozofilisa ngapha amashona amashona ngkona avela akatana amashona ngapha yoba yizo ami problem amatika yithi basori manje ugaba so ngapha ama leta ukuthi imali uthana ukuthi nje abavale amakhasi zethu lezingene so yebo ngapha amashona abangkona sekuseli manje yebo ngapha.
Awungitsheleke baba Romeo, njengoba ushilo ukuthi ababalisi bona abahambe esikolo, abantwana bakhona kodwa abatholi imfundo, lokhu kusho ukuthini nxa sesixoxisana ngelokusasa lelizwe?
Lokhu kusho ukuthi nje abantwana abakhona kethu nje ukufunda ukuthi wasizokuthola ngisho ukuthi nje izilo lelizwe langkhona sekuzaba yilizwe labantu abangafundanga especially ngapha yazi ekubhinga engikhona mina imfundo yakho yaletha ukuthi vele isikhathi sokuthi bazakuthola imfundo abantu angapha but esekuyisikhathi sokuthi ami abantu abekhanya ukuthi bazakufunda kube ngcono but nxa sekukhanya sokuyenzeka t sesiyela ngale silingizawuqala vele abantu bengatholi imfundo ngaphele khona so sekukhanyani ngindizela abantwana lokho.
Ikusasa lelizwe ke baba bona ngani izinto zime njani?
Lapha wenzina izinto zibe ukhanyani lapha hayi ukuthi kuzizolo ukuthi kuzaba lelizwe elinye labantu ababezisebenzela ube abantu abazakubele umele welizwe lo.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Romeo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ngaphosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Hello?
Bengithi bengicela uphosele amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi mina bengicela ukuthi ngabe ifini ndiyazisisa sibizela ama-teachers bebenikifokabelinyele ndiyothi mina njengapha ebhinga mina ngikame ebhinga sibe njengokuthi wangijewangikilithi ebhinga isikole imfundo yangikhona ngapha abantu angapha ebhinga bakhanyela phansi ngabantu abangafundanga and ngiyaphethi ngisekukhanyanangivele opresident enkulu kakhulu ngapha ebhinga because njengokuthi wami abantu basuka ngale emashonini abafundisayo ngapha abantu bangapha bayaitshansi yokuthi betele imsebenzi ngapha sosobedeni ebhinga ongezele ukuthi bazasezibethele imfundo e-right njengoba amathika ngikhona ngikhathi abantu abaphuma khona ngale mpumalanga.
Mhm. Hayi ngiyakuzwa Romeo, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo tata, thank you so much.
Hayi ngiyabonga.
Right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard from Romeo, who is in Binga. Romeo there is highlighting, things are not okay when we're talking about the schools. He highlighted how a lot of the teachers are people who come from different areas and are teaching in Binga there. Now, he said the local teachers themselves, there's not that many of them, and those that are coming from outside are now the ones who are saying, we don't have money. So now the students are just in class looking at each other and they're not learning much. Asibone abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yetu Studio 7 ngibona ngempela ukuthi people are sending ama messages. Siyabonga kakhulu, qhubekani. Ubheki Themba uthi ama teacher abulala abantwana, kubi abakwenzayo. Kuthiwa abangesabi uhulumende, benza ngathi bayafundisa beshona belele emaklasini. Hayi, kuthiwa bona labo they are not going to school. Uphinde wathi umnangagwa, hayi, kumele alungisise uhlupho lwababalisi. Lawo ngamazwi kaBheki Themba. Rollins uyabhala ngempela ukuthi ngikhona, siyabonga kakhulu Rollins ngokungena kuhlelo. Hayi, asizweni ukuthi uPGWest yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo. PGWest uchili popar na rena mgomongo. Right, Vanamburo. Vatereri waningwaru kupinda, and it seems as though a lot of people feel very bleak about the nation's future. A lot of people are looking at everything that's going on in the schools, and people seem to fear for the nation's future, because just like what one of the parents was played on video was highlighting, when teachers are not in classes engaging and educating the future leaders, that means future leaders are not going to have a firm understanding on how things are supposed to be handled. As a student leader, as someone who's gone through the same system itself, what do you have to say about that, and what is your take on the future generations?
Yeah, of course, problems, you know, economic problems are quite normal. In Zimbabwe, you know, we haven't seen a constant, you know, the consistency of the economy of Zimbabwe. I think that is the economy is not from above. Fine. Economic challenges there are there, not just in Zimbabwe, but everywhere. But it depends on how the government and these citizens put themselves together to try to address these issues. Personally, I don't believe, the problem I think it's just a nasty during that battle is the determination I believe that in those problems should find the probable solution so far, and I believe that we have the solution to the problems that are currently at play. The economic situation fine is changing to everyone. Like we have had even those in the helm of power, you know, of the government system, they are saying no, the economic situation is certain and it's not equally sustainable to anyone. And to the future generation here, this also, of course, currently there's a turbulence. The ground is not even, the future. We can't say the future is not certain. We have a greater future yet. But what just we need is for those they should put themselves together. They should find the common ground. Not for them to just continuously fighting for
Alright, regarding Bati Pamromo Yezuki, Munyum Lalilong and Agushello, and then I'll go to Babum Kanta to get a reaction. Kola Kolam Tere in Yagamgelakshello, Dinom Kamcham Chonga, and Bano Connectungani, Arpa Narendian. Lalili, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to Masango.
Yebo Masangunjan.
Mm, Kona Putua.
Mm, who's coming up about?
Mm, Zabutua.
Ow, Tumelang, Dad.
Yeah.
Right. So utabona ukho egudwini uluzile mahlango. Abantu abasakhulayo abasezikolo bayakhala ukuthiwa ha 2 weeks singakatholi imfundo elizweni. Ababalisi bona bathi ha ngeke bahambe emsebenzini kusiyafika isikhathi lapho uhulumende gives into their grievances. Ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni is something that's going to affect ikusasa lelizwe na?
Bafo lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba nganzelela ukuthi impilo yomuntu imfundo uma ungafundanga ulanto ongayenza ekhaya abantu ehambayo yonke intimile ngenxa yokuthi isiphofu sikhokhela ngoba wena wasaba wabona isiphofu sikhokhela isiphofu bakho awule isiphofu singakhokhela isiphofu but vithi siyabona kusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi akula mfundo ilithi lizwe ngela mfundo ngenxa yokuthi mfundo vele kuthi yonke into iphansi akule nto ongayiyenza ungafundanga uyabe usufana nje lo mntwana osecreation oyabe ethengisa ukuthi kuthiwa wothi ah ngenxa yokuthi kafundanga bafo kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho esikwenzayo but silohulumente ophethwe ngabantu but kakwazi ukusebenzela abantu abamkhethileyo khangela namhlanje ohlulekezehluleke ukusebenzela abancane ikusasa lethu ikusasa lakhe abazafundisa abantu bakhe uteacher seze siyabamba icimbi kodwa upresident ukhona uyehluleka ukuthi eze isikhalazo esilula nje esincane sokuthi ethi hhayi ngikhala ngesisu esithi sami ngilambile akulalutho upresident nje kwanisa ukulalela ethi hhayi ngiyakuzwa mntanami nansi wanifula ngezelela lawe uthenga ukuthi la ubamba umoya bafo kubuhlungu lokhu kakhulu
manje Mahlangu udaba lolu ungaqhubeka
kusasa bafo into evutshela yona ombhalele phansi wamazami kusasa uzezwa kuthiwa kule third hand ulalele uthula udiziwe uzezwa kuthiwa kulokunye okuthamanzi phakathi kokwenzakale esibulawayo ebantwaneni besikolo bedemonstrata besithi hayi ithoko lethu liyawonakala ngenxa yokuthi nxa sikujanuwari namhlanje iminyaka uyavuka uphelile umntwana okuform four kumele kutelele ama-certificate akhe ekwazi uyaqhubekela phambili ngemfundo yakhe kumbe akaqhubekeli phambili but nxa ile two isengafundi uyabelani akula lutho uyabe efeyilile kuthiwa ufeyilile kodwa uyabe engafeyilanga ngoba kafundanga lutho
ubona ngani udaba lo lulakho ukulungisiswa na
bafuna udaba olulula kakhulu lokhu kuyalungisiseka ngoba nawe nqawo nje somntana wakho ekhala ngendlalo uyabe ukwazi ukuthi into akhala ngayo ukhala ngento engena esiswini sakhe akula teacher ongakuma phambi komntwana wesikolo engadlanga elambile uyafundisana elambile but udaba lolunxa kulungisiswa lungaqala ukulungisiswa kibe amatisha bethole okokuthi labo bencedise imuli zabo sizathola ukuthi yonke into ilungile
sibona umunye umama we played a video earlier on lapho umama ubekhala esithi ababalisi please go back to school yofundisa abantwana and then yebo liyakhala lesithi alila mali yokufika esikolo kodwa hambani liyofundisa abantwana liqhubekele phambili likhulumisana lohulumende uyavumelana ngalo mbono na
bafo uyabona into yokuqala ezotshelwa nebuhlungu yokuthi nxa usuka usebhulawayo uyaburentile la ohlala khona ulandlord uvuke futhi imali ekuseni ukuthi umbhadale imali yobuthongo la olala khona ukudla kumele uvuke usidle ekuseni awungeke kumaphambi komntwana esikolo ungagezanga ungaxubhanga kumele ukuthi uhole uge uthole imali yokuthenga isepha uthole imali yokuphudla ufundise umntwana esikolo laye ezihawukele uba njengawo yabona mna kafonte engifunda isikhathi esidlileyo ithi behloniphisa kakhulu ithi bebuye eklasini ebotithayi engumuntu ogqoke isicathulo esipholithiweyo esicazimulayo but namhlanje utitha udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga kanifuna ukuthethisa but ngizotshela utitha namhlanje udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga utshona egeta igolide egangeni udlula utitha
hayi siyakuzwa Mahlangu ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ntolani ngiyalebuha thank you so much
thank you bafo
Right, Sulukalaba, that was Cindy Somahlangu. He is a caller calling us straight from Botswana. Mahlangu is basically highlighting the issue can be fixed. There is hope the issue can be fixed. It's something very simple. Just make sure that teachers regain their integrity to ensure that the education system can proceed. Let's go back to Baba Uthandeko Zinti Mkanda. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Baba Mkanda, are you still on the line? Now, Baba Mkanda, they used to have these different systems that were set up by uhulumende, such as the BEAM system, the BEAM program itself, that targeted helping abantu abasakhulayo who are facing issues such as debt, so forth, to ensure at least they get to finish their education. Are those systems still working, and what's going on? Why aren't those systems coming into full effect during times like this?
Well, I think like all government programs, they have they are premised on very noble objectives, but it is the implementation of that program which is questionable, and only to leave it halfway done. This is common drive to any place, town, growth point, what we have structures that are half completed and what have you, because the government bites more than it can chew.
Mm-hmm.
The same old story that is the economy and what, blah, 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 blah. I think what lacks is proper planning in advance behind closed doors. You must analyze what they want to do, how they are going to do it, the time factors involved, who is going to do what. I think basically the planning section of the ministry or social welfare or whosoever, but don't say the government, as regards schemes like BIM.
Mm-hmm.
They are very noble, but I think it's now years
mm-hmm.
where that thing literally stopped. Though on paper it's still there, students still go to school, they are registered under BIM, but schools are not getting anything in the form of what of fees that they should get. I think the same goes for the war veterans' children. Mm-hmm. The government will wake up towards the elections and try to drop something along those lines and say, this is what we're doing. It has become a political ploy. It's not something that is functional as it was set out to be. I think our government is busy playing politics with almost every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the students also feel that the government is not being fair to them by allowing these school fees, like when 90% of the population is unemployed,
mm-hmm.
when the teachers' welfare is really neglected, is not there, when the teachers' integrity and dignity has been thrown to the dustbin. I think there's nothing that is moving, but the government has failed to implement its own plan, which may be noble, as I said, but the implementation of those plans is very horrible.
All right.
No wonder why people will say this government is useless when it comes to implementing its own programs that are put out by them and implemented by them.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much, Baba Mkandla. Let me give UP just a minute to literally wrap up. Namburo, you have 30 seconds to a minute tops to wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Hello?
In the NGT, you literally have a minute to 30 seconds to wrap up.
Okay, yeah. I've been hearing the government, you know, is an employer, it's employees.
Mm-hmm.
It is the master, but at the same time, the employees must also hear, you know, and understand the conditions in which the government, which is there, happens to be their boss, is faced with. So at the end of the day, the teachers must heed and must accept the lead to that the government is offering. What government does, I don't know, Mari. And at the end of the day, whatever they do, the government and the teachers do, and at the same time, the teachers must take advantage of the economic situation that the government is facing to, you know, to push for their own agendas that they should purely know the government cannot meet. At the end of the day, it's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of, you know, putting, you know, ahead the future of the youth, the future of our children, you know, it's front with the Chitra Nasi, City to go, Nagana Chichu City, Kamangwa Naravana teachers. And that should be the major ties between the government and the teachers, who happens also to be our parents.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at the end of the day, they can't push for their selfish interests or their interests. They say, knowing that the government does not have enough to cater for them. And at the same time, they deal with what you call the most difficult
All right.
approach on the...
Unfortunately, I might have to cut you off there. There's literally a couple of seconds left. So, Muriya Zimbabwe, thank you so much for Nekupinda Mchirongwa. Baba Mkandla, thank you so much. Ngongena Kuhlelo. Muriya Zimbabwe, you heard it there from both PGOS Namburo and Thandeko Zinti Mkandla. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla highlighted implementation. Unamburo uthi ababalisi, go back to work. Lifaka abantwana first. Muriya Zimbabwe, thank you so much. My time here is run out. Let's meet same time, same place. Usakanganwe, Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3, for Twitter, Nepa, Instagram. Anokoneka inemfaro, ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye bye!
manera kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino studio 7
tishitepenyura tiri